She is with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group and a regular on the show. And yeah, we're going to talk about the recalled milk and the cheese and the bike helmets. But I have to applaud the Public Interest Research Group because you guys come out every year with that Trouble in Toyland study. And
yes,
Teresa, thanks for pointing out the issues with the AI toys.
Yeah, it was pretty eye-opening. I mean, basically, a lot of the toy manufacturers are putting AI chatbots inside toys meant for kids as young as three. And, you know, if you've ever used any kind of chatbot, I mean, anything can come out of its mouth or anything can pop up on your computer. So when these kids are playing with these toys, who knows what it will talk about? It could be about how to light a match. It could be about sex. It could be about whether God really exists. I mean, it's pretty stunning. And so it's important work, and we're looking forward to some, you know, some improvements being made. It's not that we're against AI, but I don't think anybody thinks it's a good idea to put an AI chatbot inside a toy meant for a three-year-old or a five-year-old. Not when
we talked about this
internet.
Yeah. We didn't find anybody in our audience who was like, oh, yeah, that's what I want for my grandkid, or that's what I want for my kid. Nobody wants that. So tell everybody where they can find the Trouble in Toyland list.
Well, it's not just a list, but we do have all of our links to all of our reports at PIRG.org /toy safety. I think that's the right URL. We have so many of these vanity URLs that sometimes I have trouble remembering, but I think that's the right one. And we do have a link to our most recent report. We also talk about not just the AI bots, and that's not the right URL I'm looking here. But we also talk about something we've mentioned before, that toxics that can be in toys, particularly things that come from overseas. And so, you know, people really need to be careful when they're shopping online. And then we also talked about counterfeits. You know, a lot of times when toys are in hot demand, parents will just go do an online search and come across, it's like, oh, hey, I found this thing. And it's not actually the legitimate toy. We found that a lot with these Labubu dolls, which I don't quite understand what they are. And we also talk about recalled toys, because recalled toys or any kind of product are illegal to sell, but yet you can still find them online. And they were recalled for a reason, and it's not because they're safe. So,
all right, let's talk about
people.
Yeah. 24,000 children's bike helmets recalled last week. That's concerning.
Yes, it is. And you know what? We've written about this for a long time. Because these were the outdoor master children's and youth helmets. And this is one of a half a dozen recalls that we've had this year, Lisa. And in like all the cases, they're always bought online. So I'm thinking that maybe if you're going to buy a bike helmet for your kid, you're not going to want to buy that online. You're going to want to go to a brick and mortar store, whether it's a Target or a Walmart or your local bike shop. But when you're buying stuff online, you don't know where it's coming from. You don't know what it is. And it's really interesting that bike helmets, I mean, they have federal standards for an obvious reason, but the tests that they put these helmets through, and like, you know, besides just dropping them on the ground, they put them in really cold weather and see what the endurance is. And then they change them. It's like, what if they have water in them, which might be from sweat. And I mean, they really put helmets through the ringer and to make sure that they're safe, because, you know, our heads are important to us.
Yes.
So yes, these were outdoor master children's and youth helmets, and these were sold on Amazon.com and Walmart.com, and between 20 and 30 bucks. So people should check out not just whether they have these helmets, but there have been, like I said, a half a dozen this year. There were like a dozen in the last couple of years, and it's tens of thousands of bike helmets, especially if it's something that you pass it down from kid to kid, you know, because they grow. You may want to just check out your kid's bike helmets.
And now we have a bunch of cheese sold by Aldi, but we find out, as you have always pointed out, that the recall gets expanded, and now it includes, I believe, 31 different states. What do you know about this?
Yeah, well, this is one that has grown. It has to do with some kind of, so they're talking about it being a potential hazard, and it's now sold, they know it's sold at Aldi, Target, Walmart, and other potential retailers. We're up to about 1.5 million bags of shredded cheese. And this is this one, what they're saying is it's possibly metal fragments, which if you're having shredded cheese, you don't want shredded metal in your shredded cheese.
No.
I mean, you know, dental problems, cuts on your tongue. God help you if you accidentally swallow it. Yeah, it's a bad thing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's Happy Farms shredded Italian blend cheese and Happy Farms mozzarella shredded cheese. And that is independent from the milk recall that we saw here in the Midwest that was sold in many Chicago stores. Now, it's only 320 gallons of milk, but it seems to have a cleaning contaminant in it.
Yes. And I did a little bit of digging into this. It's like, because it says it's a food grade cleaning agent. So it's like, okay, what is that? Well, you know, it's not like kerosene or something, but it's some kind of cleaner that's approved to clean like food machinery or clean food surfaces, but it's not intended to be consumed because it could make you sick. So, yeah, I mean, so they had pulled it from the shelves, a whole bunch of communities in Illinois and Wisconsin, but before they discovered this problem, more than 300 gallons had already been sold. And so if you buy, and this is fat-free milk, if you buy your fat-free milk through Prairie Farms in Illinois or Wisconsin, then you should definitely look up the details and make sure that your particular fat-free milk has not been recalled for this cleaning agent. I don't know if it would affect the taste or not.
I don't know.
It couldn't be good for your insides.
No, not at all. Not at all. And of course, we post all of the recalls at WGNradio.com. And we encourage you to follow the Public Interest Research Group because they're out there doing this work every day. Thanks for joining us, Teresa.
Thanks for having us.